Tavat pranams on the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nityalila pravishta om Vishnupahad Shishimad Bhakti Vedant Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj to Arupanuga Guru Varga and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Following the order of Vaishnava, speak something about Lochandas Thakur, also this Makar Sankranti festival. So, not all the time Makar Sankranti, Lochandas Thakur appearance, because we know this Makar Sankranti, this is based on the solar calendar. So, when the sun like passes through this Makareka, this Tropic of Capricorn, then that is Makar Sankranti. Usually it comes this January 15 or sometimes 14. This month starts 14. So we know that the sun's movement going northward and going southward. Uttarayan and Dakshinayan. So Dakshinayan southward, that's when going towards winter. Then winter finishing, then going back to northward, then going like to summer, like this. So going northward, then not going like warm and sun. Sun day is like longer. So it said that this Uttarayan, sometimes they're like synonymous. People say like Uttarayan means Makar Sankranti, but some astrologers, they're telling that at some point they're together, but because of some like gradual like movement, then in the cycle, because it's a cycle, in a cycle, then they don't go together. Like sometimes this Purushottam month goes together with like the solar calendar. So at some point, they're together, like around December time, then they're together. But now it's already like January. But we know that from that Uttarayan period, this like northern like movement of the sun, like in Gita, it says this is very auspicious time. Like, and that's why we see like during this time, this period, many of our Guru Varga, they're all leaving. Our Srila Gurudev also on this time, they're left. So, and given example, of course, Bhishmadev, he also waited for this time. But that will be on the Ashtami, that's in the Magh month, this all on this time. So this Makar Sankranti, it's considered like very auspicious time. So during this time, this Kumbh Mela festival begins also. So during like on this day, many people they do like lots of charity. They go like take bath, and therefore we also know a big festival in especially in Ganga Sagar, because that it's considered that it was during this time that Ganga reached the ocean. Ganga descended, we know, sometime in June. That's around the time near this Nirjala Ekadasi. We know that time, like Lord Nityananda had this Panihati festival. That was just after the Ganga's like appearance day. But then it took some time. We know, like Ganga brought by Bhagirath, then traveling, and then little more like delayed because Ganga didn't want to go away from Navadvip, and finally reaching Ganga Sagar where these descendants of Bhagirath was the sons of King Sagar was like they were liberated. So, but of course, most auspicious we know is that on this Makar Sankranti, this marked the appearance of this Manasi Ganga. Like we heard from Vaishnavas how like the Brijvasis, they wanted to go also Ganga Sagar. They heard the glories of Ganga. And so then Krishna said, no, Ganga is here. But yeah, like I just heard like Prabhupada telling also as far as like Ganga Sagar, that's in Kumudvan. I didn't know that. So I've heard that Manasi Ganga, of all the kundas in Braj, Manasi Ganga is actually the biggest. Now we don't see so much big because it is said just like Govardhan, Govardhan very big, but gradually becoming small in Kali Yuga. And so the same also like Manasi Ganga, slowly becoming like smaller. But oh, before it's so big. And so many nice pastimes that we know, Arvishna Chagavar Thakur, Raghunathas Goswami, they prayed. Oh, they want to witness all these nice pastimes, like the boating, like pastimes. So also when yesterday, then there's the appearance of Luchandas Thakur. For us, we know him to be author of like many nice songs, especially of Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. You know, Nitai Gunamani Amar, Akroda Paramananda, Varavankaruna, like this is like songs that like daily many like sings. So it said that he appeared in this place in Vardhman, one village called Kogram. That was 1523. So then his Gurudev, and based on like many records, it points out many of his prayers, they are glorifying Narahari Sarkar. Narahari Sarkar, we know he's very famous. He's in Sri Kanda. Like Delhi was saying, Kandavasi Narahari, Murari Mukunda. Narahari, he is like the leader that in Sri Kanda. During the time of Mahaprabhu and after his disappearance also, Sri Kanda is like the headquarters of many of like activities of Sankirtan. So Luchandas Thakur said he became disciple of Narahari Sarkar. He actually lived with him in Sri Kanda. And very famous, upon inspiration of his Gurudev, he has written this Chaitanya Mangal. This he wrote based on the Sanskrit like work of Murari Gupta. There's a Murari Gupta wrote some like a biographical like poetry on Mahaprabhu, but in Sanskrit. So Luchandas Thakur, he wrote also like a biography of Mahaprabhu, not very long biography. It's like a very long songs though, like poetry. But this is in local like Bengali dialect, like in a certain kind of meter they called panchali. Like there's a certain type of five metric like measure. So it is said actually he was the first one to write like this like Bengali poetry on Mahaprabhu. In many records it says that this Chaitanya Mangal he completed 1537. So if we count, he was born 1524. He wrote this 1537. That means he finished this, he was only 14 years old. He wrote this Chaitanya Mangal only when he was only 14. And of course, this was the first one because Vrindavan Das Thakur, we know he wrote Chaitanya Mangal. He also named Chaitanya Mangal. But later on, the Vaishnava community, also Krishna Sahas Kaviraj, and also Luchandas Thakur, they honored him and they said, oh, this should be named Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because this is like the official, like there's Veda Vyas officially telling Bhagavatam. And you're telling like the about Mahaprabhu. So it says this Chaitanya Bhagavat was written sometime between like in middle of 1540s. In some records it says like 1575 it was completed. So that was like after. So Chaitanya Mangal was like the first one. And some people, like especially the Babajis and Abba Sampradaya, like people, they would say that there's some teachings on or some doctrines on this Gornagar. You know, like Mahaprabhu is like a enjoyer of Madhurya Rasa, like this. But never, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and many of Prabhupada's devotees, they said, no, it's not. Like this. If there is any version of that, that's because of them like putting some, like changing some text. So it's like that after he wrote Chaitanya Mangal, he was feeling like he felt like it's like an offense. He's only glorifying Mahaprabhu. And he's not written like extensively about Lord Nityananda. And therefore after that, then he wrote like many songs on Lord Nityananda. And so then we can see all very, very beautiful songs. Nitai Gunamani Amar, Nitai Gunamani, like this. Akroda Paramananda. So yesterday was his appearance day. By mercy of Vaishnavas, then we have seen these places. Like they brought us, not one time, but like a few times actually. They visited this place in Shikanda, in this place where this big Sankirtan, what is this place? Bordanga. Yeah, there's this place. He said he wrote there, the Chaitanya Mangal. I'm remembering these places. Also, this Ganga Sagar, Vaishnavas also brought us there a few times. We've seen this ashram of Kapiladev, like this. So praying at Lotus Feet of Lochandas Thakur and Guru Varga, they bless us that all this auspiciousness may come, so our path to bhakti becomes very easy, and we always have association of like high class Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpa Tarvisha Kipasindveva Javati.
Om Ajnana Timrandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Undeyam Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanuga Pravaram Rajarasya Sigamcha Narayanam Tamprapandam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prishthaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhakti Tamcha Kripamurti Narayanam. So first of all, I offer my Dandot Pranams at the Lotus Feet of our spiritual masters. Itlai Shrimad Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. And Itlai Shrimad Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. And to our entire Rupanu Gaudiya Guru Varga, to Shri Lochandas Thakur, whose appearance day was yesterday. Shri Ganga Devi, whose the day she met the ocean was also yesterday, this day. Ganga Sagar Mahamotsav. So we see that Ganga Devi, she is known as Mandakini in the spiritual world. And in the heavenly world, she is known as Mandakini. And when she comes here, she is known as Bhogavati or Bhagirathi. No, she is known as Bhagirathi, as Ganga, when she comes here on earth. And Jahnavi. And as we know, when she goes to meet the ocean, she doesn't really, as we heard, she's covered by the ocean on three sides. She goes in between. So even when she goes to meet the ocean, it is said she goes down into Patal Lok, into the lower planetary systems, as Bhogavati. So we've heard that when she goes to meet the ocean, it is said that some yogis also, they go along with the flow of the Ganga. And then as they go along with the flow of the Ganga into the ocean, through their subtle bodies, they also go down into Patal Loka, where they listen to Harikatha from Anantashesh. So through the flow of the Ganga, they go down also. So it seems Ganga Devi also is going down, as if to do, as if to bathe Anantashesh there, as Bhogavati. So Ganga Devi is a very mystical river. So as we know, in Ganga Devi herself, in Mahaprabhu's Leela, we see Mahaprabhu himself appeared when everyone on the banks of the Ganga were doing Harinam Sankirtan. He himself appeared during this time. We see how, beginning from Mahaprabhu's birth, how Advaita Acharya, he was doing puja, and all these tulsi leaves, rather than going downstream, they were going upstream. And these tulsi leaves were doing a parikrama of Sachidevi's womb. And Sachidevi was thinking, who's offering these tulsi leaves? And as you know, Mahaprabhu was born. We know how when he was very young, he used to enjoy so many leelas with all his friends on the banks of the Ganga, bathing, teasing. And if you see, in Rupa Goswami's description of Ashtakalya Leela of Mahaprabhu and Srila Vishnachavi Thakur's, we see that most part of his Ashtakalya Leela is spent on the banks of the Ganga. relishing Harinam Sankirtan, playing with his friends. All, most of his leelas are spent there on the banks of the Ganga. How he would play with everyone, how he got so angry at Sachimaya for not giving him these things to worship Ganga, how he broke everything in the house, how he himself, when he was bathed with this Ganga water, this Narayani Devi, when she got these small pots of water to bathe Mahaprabhu, he became so happy that he blessed this girl. And as you know, Vrindavan Das Thakur was born as a result of Mahaprabhu's blessings to her. So he was Mahaprabhu, even when Mahaprabhu went to many places outside Bengal, they were not chanting Harinam. So Mahaprabhu became very sad. And as soon as he came to one place, he saw many cowherd boys chanting Harinam, saying Haribol and Hare Krishna. And Mahaprabhu became so happy. He said, I know why they're chanting Harinam, because here the Ganga is flowing. The Ganga flows here. Therefore, they're all chanting Harinam. So therefore, we see how Mahaprabhu, even it is said when Mahaprabhu returned from Jagannath Puri to Kulia, to Navdeep, it is said that all the Gaudamandal Vasis, they were all, how did they cross the Ganga? Anyhow, they took these banana stalks, they took logs of wood, they catching hold of each other's hands. Anyhow, they came floating across the Ganga. And it seemed, in Chaitanya Bhagavad, it is described that the Ganga was full of millions of heads floating, floating, floating. Everyone, anyhow, to have darshan of Mahaprabhu, they all swam across the Ganga. So especially there, when Ganga flows in Gaudamandal, she is especially very, very powerful. Because there, the foot dust of all of Mahaprabhu's and his associates are present there in Gaudamandal. And we see the Bhagavatam itself was spoken on the banks of the Ganga at Sukrutal. And we see how Mahaprabhu, until Mahaprabhu himself, when he went back after 5 years, when he went to Gaudadesh, he said, I haven't seen the Ganga for so long. I cannot bear this separation. So therefore, just to see the Ganga, he went back to Gaudamandal and also his beloved associates. So Mahaprabhu's love for the Ganga can never be underestimated. And we see Gurudev himself, he said on this day of Makar Sankranti, when I was a small boy, I would jump into the Ganga along with my father and I would bathe. He said millions of people all over India, they bathe in the Ganga during this day. And as you know, even after Gurudev joined the temple, every day he is going to bathe in the Ganga. Even in his village there, in Tiwaripur, Ganga was like, Ganga Devi was like half an hour or 45 minutes away. Every day he's walking, and he's having a bath there in the Ganga, and he's coming back. So you see, in all of Bhagavan's incarnations, in all of Bhagavan's devotees, we see Ganga Devi has such special importance. It is said one devotee, he saw one black horse rolling on the dust of the Ganga in Gaudamandal. And he asked, who are you? And the black horse was becoming golden. He said, I'm Prayagraj, and the king of all tirthas. By rolling here on the dust of, on the banks of the Ganga, all my sins are going away. And I'm regaining my status as the king of all holy places, as Prayagraj. And we've heard the Vaishnavas have also said that when Garuda was eating a snake, the tail of the snake touched the Ganga. And as soon as the tail of the snake touched the Ganga, the same snake, which was in the mouth of Garuda, then sat on its back as in its four-handed form, as a Vaikunthiya Parshad. And we say that even most sinful men have slightly come in touch with the Ganga. It is said that there was a bull who would use its horns to rake up the dust of the Ganga. And when this bull pierced this man, pierced his stomach, some sand happened to enter his stomach, sand of the Ganga. And as a result, he did not have to go to hell also. He went to Vaikuntha, although he was most sinful. Especially on this day of Makar Sankranti, we see everyone is bathing in the Ganga, in the Yamuna, in any place. And they're giving so much in charity. Like we see the three lines we just heard, this Karkareka, Bhoumidhyareka, and Markareka. So when the sun comes near this Makrareka, it is Makar Sankranti. When it comes near this line, this Tropic of Cancer, Capricorn, the equator, and all these different lines. We see everyone is giving in charity on this day also. We see, we go to any Brajavasi's house, they're giving so much in charity. Especially Sankranti is known in different places, in different places. In Tamil Nadu, Sankranti is known as Pongal Sankranti. In Bihar, Sankranti is known as Til Sankranti. And it is said in Uttar Pradesh, some Brajavasis are saying, Sankranti is known as Kichdi Sankranti. Because everyone is eating so much Kichdi, giving so much Kichdi in charity, they say this is Kichdi Sankranti. So in different places, in different states, Sankranti is known in so many different ways. But still, as you know, the best charity one can give on this day is to help on progress in bhakti by katha, kirtan and all the different limbs of bhakti. This is the best form of charity. Even Yudhishthira realized. Yudhishthira was giving so much charity. And then some swans were flying overhead. And then he heard some swans speaking. One swan said, "Oh, Yudhishthira is so generous." And the other swan said, "How is he generous? He's only giving his wealth away, which was naturally inherited by him. So he's not generous. Rather, if someone else is generous, you must see Raikya Muni. What did Raikya Muni do? When they would take some grains, whatever grains would fall off, he would collect all those grains. And every 15 days of 1 month, whatever fistful of grains he would have collected, he would eat. But he would first feed everyone around him. And whatever was left from those fistful of grains, he himself would take. So he is the best donor. But still Gurudev says, the best donor is one who helps you progress in bhakti, who helps you develop Guru Nishtha. This is the best charity. This charity will stick to you life after life. All the other charity, they will only stick to you in this life or one or two lives after this. But if someone helps you in developing Guru Nishtha, Guru Bhakti, they are helping you life after life. So you can never repay them. Also, since yesterday was also Sri Lochandas Thakur's appearance day also. And one more thing regarding Mansi Ganga also. If you see, in Govardhan, in all the places, if you see, you'll never see Giriraj submerged. But if you see in Mansi Ganga, Giriraj himself is submerged in Mansi Ganga. It seems he himself is bathing in Mansi Ganga. If you see, you can see his shilas rising above Mansi Ganga. You don't see this in any other kunda. Only there you see. It seems like he himself is bathing there in this place. Also, we heard yesterday is also Lochandas Thakur's Avirbhav Tithi. So we heard that Lochandas Thakur, in some Babaji say that you can find some Gauranga Nagarivad in his statements. And this question was also asked to Srila Gurudev, where they said that Narahari Sarkar Thakur, he has mentioned Gaur as a Nagar. As, in many ways, in many Rasik ways, he has described Gaur as Nagar in his book, this Krishna Bhajanamrit. So therefore, Lochandas Thakur has also received some of these moods of his guru. So when they asked Gurudev this question, Gurudev said, Narahari Sarkar Thakur is Madhumati Sakhi in Golok Vrindavan. So therefore, when he has written Mahaprabhu as Nagar, he has seen Mahaprabhu as Krishna. Therefore, he has written. But we must not try to imitate him. Rather, we should only try to follow as much as we can. This whole confusion is arising because they are trying to say that he has written Mahaprabhu as Krishna from their viewpoint. But they are not trying to say from how Narahari Sarkar Thakur is saying that Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Because he is a Sakhi in Golok Vrindavan. So this way, this confusion is arising everywhere. And also, it is he said that sometimes translations also should be very accurate. If translations are not accurate, these moods will be misinterpreted. Like he was comparing some English texts to the Bengali texts, and it was so much different. The Bengali texts were like complete in themselves, but the translations, if translations, he said, are done in a scholarly way, he said that will never be complete, he said. It should be a bhavanuvad or a bhavartha, he said. He said you must try to do translations under guidance, he said. If you only do translations independently by your own scholarly ability, you will never get the mood, he said. Therefore, this confusion is arising, he said. Because no one is doing translation under anugatya. Or else there will always be confusion. If you do on translations under anugatya, then it will bear fruit, he said. And also we say Lochandas Thakur has written so many kirtans about Nityananda Prabhu. It is said that he didn't describe Nityananda Prabhu much in his Chaitanya Mangal, therefore he wrote so many kirtans. But still that was only a pretext, I'm supposing, because you can see his love for Nityananda Prabhu, where he said that, where he's saying if one does not have Rati for such a merciful avatar as Nityananda, then such a person is very sinful and very foolish. And he said, I will also smear coltar on any person who is averse to my Nityananda Prabhu. I will chunakali tar mukhe. I will put this chun, this coltar on their mukh, make them black and send them in the market. This way he had so much nishtha for Nityananda Prabhu. We say Nityananda Prabhu is akhanda guru tattva. When we sing this Guru Ashtakam, Gurudev was asked this question, saying if a guru is not even a Madhyam Adhikari, we say that sometimes a guru may be a Kanishta Adhikari, so we are singing Guru Ashtakam for them. So how can we reconcile? They asked Gurudev. Gurudev said that even if you think your guru is a Kanishta Adhikari, if your prayers are sincere, Nityananda Prabhu will listen to them, he said. Baladev Prabhu will listen to them. That Guru Ashtakam will be for Nityananda Prabhu, for Baladev Prabhu. And your guru will be seen as a manifestation of him. Therefore, we see Lochandas Thakur has glorified Nityananda Prabhu in so many ways, trying to teach us who, what his identity is and who our guru is in relation to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So he has written so many wonderful kirtans. And lastly, he has described a beautiful pastime in his Chaitanya Mangal. There he has described how once Narad Rishi, he received some remnants of Vishnu from Lakshmi Devi. And he was so happy, he was dancing in ecstasy, chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And then he took those same remnants and he went to Kailash Lok. And then Lord Shiva, he took those remnants and he became so happy. And Parvati Devi, she asked for these remnants and he refused. And Parvati Devi said, if I were you, I would distribute these remnants to everyone, she said. And then these remnants, as we know, were the names of Sri Hari himself. We say that Mahaprabhu himself appeared in this world and he distributed his names everywhere. So he has described this pastime very nicely. And if you say, who is Bimala Prasad? Bimala Devi, she said, I will distribute these remnants everywhere. So this is the Prasad of Bimala. Who is Bimala Prasad? It's Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur himself. He is the Prasad of Bimala Devi. So it seems that Bimala Devi herself is giving her remnants in the form of Prabhupada to this entire world. So these leelas are described in great detail there. So time is short and I pray at the lotus feet of Sri Lachandas Thakur and Sri Ganga Devi and to Sri Mahaprabhu that we realize the essence of all these festivals and we can and we try practicing this in our own lives.
Dhimrandhasya gananjana slakaya chakshurunitangyena tasmai shri gurave namaha vancha kalpatrubhasya kripa sindhu bhaivacha vaitanang pavane bhuvasna vibho namo namo nama vadannaya krishna prema padayati krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurattise namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhattar Gunat, Sijib Gopal Bhattar Das Rogunat, Echai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan, Javeti Vignana Sabhishta Puran, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Dayal Prabhunityananda, Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi, Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Guru Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Samaved Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Hare Nam Sankirtan ki jai, Gaur Pramanande Hare Hare. Jai Ho Radha Vinod Bihari Jiv Ki Jai. Yesterday is Makar Sankranti and also hearing this Lachandas Thakur this appears. Any Guru Vaishnavas coming, they are bringing something this eternal world Golok Vrindavan to this treasury of property. Like Kobriyad Goswami bringing Chaitanya Charitamrita and preserving and spreading and distributing. Goswamis came at another holy dham, Braj dham too. And there is all holy books that manifest this world. And after preserving and distributing, also installing duties, and also the mood and eternal spiritual all energy and taste is giving. So now this Lochandas Thakur, this Mahaprabhu's near and dearest, like Nareshwar Thakur, and that time many Vaishnavas, he is meeting with mostly everybody. He is meeting with this Murari Gupta. The Murari Gupta Mahaprabhu is very close to and nearest. Murari Gupta, all time, Mahaprabhu, everything he is following. He is writing himself, Murari Gupta, Ramchandra Ashtakam. Mahaprabhu is near, is reading. Mahaprabhu very happy. And Mahaprabhu writing his forehead, Ramdas, within Chandana and Tilak, saying, your name, Ramdas. You are now Hanuman. Like Mahaprabhu, also Mahaprabhu going, and his soldiers is sitting and say, okay, now you're carrying me. And he's flying in this all courtyard and ground everywhere. And sometimes he's sitting in his chest and saying, I am Varahavatar, now you look at me. So Mahaprabhu, Murari Gupta with his very sweet relation. Sometimes Murari Gupta eating for sitting, his wife is giving prasadam, many, he's everything throwing. Throwing. Then she's thinking, what doing? I don't know. Why is throwing everything? But very far away, throwing, not eating. Then early morning, Mahaprabhu came and telling, hey, last night you giving ghee or rice, lot of me, I'm eating. You giving, I'm eating. Now I'm undigested, you give me medicine. Murari Gupta is Vaidya, doctor, Ayurvedic, very Bahurok Vaidya. He touching anything and giving, this is herbs, this is medicine. So then Mahaprabhu says, you give me medicine, why giving me a lot of ghee rice? Now I indigest. Then Mahaprabhu is, how is it? Has one iron pot, broken one, there is water something, and this water is Mahaprabhu drinking. So this Murari Gupta, Mahaprabhu's every day, or all Leela, he's writing with in Sanskrit. Why at that time Sanskrit language, and mostly Navadvip is all scholar, Pandit. Murari Gupta also going, Gangadas Pandit, near learning for student his Sanskrit. So he is, Mahaprabhu's Leela, he is going also every year, this Jagannath Puri. He non-stop his journey. So now he is writing everything, and his all property, he is giving this Lochandas Thakur. And also, Kobi Karnapur Goswami, he is giving everything Lochandas Thakur. Lochandas Thakur is bringing, and he is thinking, this is all treasure I have, but Sanskrit everybody not understanding. Mostly ladies, boys, students, all foolish people, villagers people, they not possible everything, understanding. Therefore, he is now writing or complete, like Tulsidas writing is this Ramcharitmanas, like his only ordinary village language with his. Similarly, he is writing everything like his this Narada Chakrabarti Bhakti Ratnakar and this writing Narasar Kattakur, this Chaitanya Mangal, complete village language, my Chalu Chalti Bhasa, no Sadhu Bhasa, no good language. But this is called Panchali. Money. Everybody possible hearing one time and remembering and singing. Farmers is reading, hearing, not possible reading, hearing and going farmhouse, singing. And somebody driving this bull car, that's singing. Anywhere, anybody going, and he is writing them telling this Mahaprabhu's Leela Panchali. Anybody reading, hearing, remembering, they all time will be happy. There are no sadness coming, no miseries coming, no sickness coming, no weakness coming, no tired will be. They getting all wealth and benefit all time. Then people is greedy, local people. Then all people, ordinary, they morning starting, right, Amsadit Manas, morning starting, complete day, night, and next morning finish. Like same, this Chaitanya Mangal, he writing name Mangal, all auspiciousness here. He not telling Chaitanya Bhagavatam, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, no. He says, this Chaitanya Mangal. This Mangalam Mangalanam, Sakala Mangalanam, Mangalam Mangalanam. This is Satphalam Chitsarupam. All nice fruit is giving for everybody. Now people is continue morning to evening full parayan, they reading. Many people is ladies are sitting and evening to starting, night time they reading and morning time they end. And then nice festival, Khichdi Bhog. Yeah, Sampathasa, poor people, yeah, Sankirtanam, Goinagar Sankirtanam, house to house. So this Chaitanya Mangal inside is he giving time. Mahaprabhu, when, where, what is doing. All lila, but very shortly, not too much. But he is giving date by date. All he has these scriptures. Problems is, people is, everybody like is some, like is on like educational program, like now all scholar then say this is foolish language, village language, this is useless, he is not qualified and he is not bona fide, he don't know anything, then therefore he is writing like this. Ladies, songs, this and that, they cannot respect you. But you are going and reading, then you understanding. Where he is reading and what he is writing, his childhood is house, then his families are very childhood giving him marriage. But this time is like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years is marriage. So he don't know anything. Then he is going all time sadhus near, like Jajigram, Sivas Thakur near, Narasar Thakur near, Lochanda, Siranjib Sen, Govinda Kobiraj, Ramchandra Kobiraj, Sulochan Thakur, and Abhiram Thakur with his good relation. Abhiram Thakur like him more than his disciples and sons. Then his all time sadhus with his here program, there program, there program. Also Abhiram Thakur telling, okay, you writing, you staying my near, no disturbance coming, you writing. Then his Bordanga, Abhiram Thakur came and his there Gopinath and all Vaishnavas came and then his under tree, he's writing. And Abhiram Thakur very happy. All Min Niketan Ramdas, everybody very happy with him. Narasar Thakur reading, all are happy. But his family is very coming and disturbing all time. All time. Telling Gurudev, he giving back my son. Then ladies are telling, oh, my husband is you stealing. All are attacking, too much fighting. Then one day this Narasar Thakur said, go back, your house go. They're all time disturbing. But his childhood is come back. He don't know. He's gone this village. And one village, one house is gone. And asking, oh, Mataji, please telling me, where is this Lochandas father name and mother name, their house where? But that lady saying this one. But that lady is his wife. But he don't know. But he addressing Mataji, mother, please telling. Now he's gone house, then all are telling, this is your wife, this is your mother, father. He say, I am already addressing mother, then how can wife? Then one day, complete day, he's Chaitanya Mangal, morning to evening, he's singing and praying. And after morning, next morning, everybody very happy. Say, okay, you go. No more disturbing in you, nobody catch you, bind you, tying you, you go.
you appropriate. Then like Lob Kush, learning this Ramayana, Valmiki Rishi is near, and going everywhere singing and preaching and distributing. Like Lochandas Thakur, he is all village, all house, all everywhere going, and everybody hearing this Chaitanya Mangal, bas, Sarva Mangalam. Everything is good. Cows are hearing, cows are healthy, cows are giving nice calves and milk, and animals are hearing, they are healthy, they are happy. Anybody, he is sometime in bank of Ganga, he is singing, praying, oh Gopinath coming, Agrodip too. He is telling Govinda Ghosh, hey Govinda, I am all time inside room, not good. Why you not take me boating for? Then Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, and Basu Ghosh, three brothers, you know, they are nice singer. Nice singing. Sanjay Mukunda Basu Goswadi guy. Yeah? So they very nice singing. They're taking Gopinath. Oh, chalo, boating. They're coming in boat. Why? Chaitanya Mangal is singing Lochandas Thakur. Yeah? Then boat going downstream? No, going upstream. Agrodip to Katua up. Yeah? And down flow, very strong flow Ganga, but going in up. Gopinath. Gopinath say, why going there? I say, no, I am going. Why? There is nice song sound is coming. They are gone and looking. Lochandas Thakur not alone. He is starting then automatic. One, two people coming, like fly coming, you know. Then after mosquito, no. People coming. All coming. Gathering. And after the Chaitanya Mangal until not end, then the hearing, after this Mahamantra starting. But there, I am hearing, Vaishnavas near, they starting all time Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Siddhita Gadadhar, Svaradi, Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Sometime, Jaya Guru Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Gadadhar, Sivasadi, Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Big Kirtan. And Narasarka Thakur, all time, this Kirtan, starting then, his going everywhere. Nityananda Prabhu himself appears this Kirtan. Therefore, his first is writing this Mahaprabhu's glories, all Chaitanya Mangal. Mostly everything is Mahaprabhu's. There, people is then telling, oh, Guru Nityananda. He say, yes. That where is you glorify? Why not? I am writing another one books. Nitya Mangal. One Chaitanya Mangal, one Nitya Mangal. Then say, how you writing? Yes. Sitting? Then he's starting. He's starting. Nitai Gaur Naam Anandar Dham Jai Jan Nahi Loe Tara Jamaraya Dhore Loe Jaya Naraki Dubaya Taya Tulasri Har Naparaje Char Jamalaya Basa Taro Tilaka Dharan Nakaraje Jan Nakaraje Jan Jamalaya Basa Taro Vaishnava Sipa Nakaraje Jan Ki Habe Tara Goti. And after he's telling anybody not following his Guru Nityananda Prabhu, then giving Anala Bhejaitar Maja Mukupane, giving fire his mouth inside. He's saying, first telling Chunkali Tar Mukhe, first giving his telling Koltar giving, otherwise is white color this lime, pasting and is coloring his face, saving his face and giving Koltar. Like he's all time abusing. Very strongly, Nityananda, Dhanamur Nityananda, Putimur, Guru Chandra, Pranamur, Jugala Kishore. One by one songs is singing. People is stalking like surprise. Just now he's Chaitanya Mangal singing. Just now he's Nityai Mangal. He said this is Nityai Mangal. Guru Nityai. And they are going, one Guru Nityai, then he said Guru Nityai. Nityai is Guru. Guru Nityai. Both brother are good, but he is a guru. Therefore, I am Guru's glory speaking. So, Narasarka Thakur near is Nityananda Prabhu 1 month, continue doing Sankirtanam, day and night, 24 hours. Then Lochandas Thakur there is present within Guru Padma near. That too, now our Gaudiya Gati Guccha, little Kirtan, but you are going this Sikhanda Yajajigram, that side Katwa, then Lutsandas Thakur, many kirtan. Basugos, many kirtan. Some kirtan, why not choosing? Some kirtan is this Brajabhav Vibhavitu. Meanings, like Nitya Eternal Swarup for glorifying. Nitya is Balade Prabhu, and Balade Prabhu doing Rasila, and that this is Rasila. Too much explaining. How I am glory telling? Like more than Krishna Lila. Balade Prabhu is Rasila. Also, he is glorified in Nityananda Prabhu, many, many other things. And he is not only two marriage, Janma Vasudha. He is going anywhere, everybody like him. Nitai. Ajanu Lombito Bujo, Konaka Batadu, Sankirtano Ikapitaro, Kamalaya Taku, Vishambaro, Dijabaro, Jagadharma Palo, Bande, Sikrishna Chaitanya, Nityanando, Do Bhrataru Bhaje. How is these two brothers? You cannot believe this. Anywhere going, all are looking. Like Mahaprabhu's marriage, after Mahaprabhu going back in house, then writing Chaitanya Bhagavatam also, and Chaitanya Mangal. People is, all ladies are looking, thinking. Oh, olders thinking, why not my daughter I am giving? Daughters are thinking, girls are young, thinking, oh, which life I am doing sadhana, he will be my husband, yeah, accepting me. Like, everywhere, everybody attack. So now there is explaining like many, many things. Therefore, people has some strange idea. But people is like is everything will be like sannyasi rules. Yeah, brahmachari rules. But other world, what happened there, this news message, they don't like. So he's like naturally everything is explaining. So this Lochandas Thakur, he's going village to village, house to house, this Chaitanya Mangal for distributing. People writing, no need writing, memorizing all Chaitanya Mangal. And after he has other books, not this much only, many other books also he is writing, many kirtan writing. And he is all time continue, day and night. He is like Harirasa Madari Madadi Matta, Harirasa Madira, Madadi Matta. He drinking like Harirasa. All time like he's mad. He's singing, writing, dancing, and all Vaishnavas, Bhaktas, all time inviting. His lifetime, until last day also, he's. Sometime he's going. Now, Kendubillo, Jadibhusam is appears place. Every year this Sankranti to starting 1 month, there is Sankirtanam. There is Baul Kirtan. Big festival, 1 month. All group by group coming, Jadibhusam is glories, and Git Govinda's songs is singing. This is Bolpur Santinikatan to Katwa line, Birbhum, Ekchakra. Ekchakra going middle of way. Then that Jadip Goswami's places, then Kendu Villo. So this is Lochandas Thakur time. This Git Govindas, like is all meanings, this you reading Chaitanya Mangal, then you understanding. There is, like is all songs, he's collecting, and there is everything is meanings is writing. So this, but every year is this Sankranti day not coming is appears any day. That day, this is sun calendar. This is the Vaishnavas following moon calendar. Sun calendar fixed. 14th January Sankranti coming. And Kesavrata 14th April definitely coming. This is not changing. But this moon calendar, all time changing. So yesterday all are hearing that Ganga Tanku Samini is also hearing this Ganga Sagar Mela. So this Ganga Devi has desire. she is continue praying, then Krishna inviting and calling. Then she is present now, bank of Govardhan, Manasi Ganga. And Krishna is calling this, inviting this ocean, Samudra, Sagar. He is also came and he is staying Kumudvan. And there is big lake, big lake. Ocean has big places. Also, Krishna calling Kedarnath, Badrinath, they are also came in Brajdham, they are also present. Krishna calling is Prayagraj, everybody is giving chance, they are staying Manasi, Pavan Sarovar. So all holy dham, holy places, everybody is for Krishna giving room and shelter. Brajdham has everything. Brajdham, living, you going out of sight of Brajdham, no need. Brajabhumi has everything. Like Navadvip Mandal. So then, where is Navadvip Dham place? Where? Then asking, this Vrindavan, Brajdham has Navadvip? Huh? Say yes. So where? Now is Radhe Kunja. Down is Navadvip, up is Vrindavan. And on top going, then Ramloka. Mani, Baladev Prabhu's place. All Vaishnava Guru's place. So, meaning, Brajdham has everything. Then, Mahaprabhu came, Mahaprabhu's footstep is here, Amritala, his center, his place. He has now many places. Okay, anyhow, so tomorrow, next is hearing. Now, moon calendar, which is after full moon, then starting Magh mass. But sun calendar, which is today, first day of Magh Prato. 1 month, this Vrata following, Magha Vrata, the Kumbh Mela. But moon calendar, the Vaishnava is following, then coming 15 days after. Then starting Kumbh Mela. Next tomorrow hearing, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.